Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
How's that little band from Texas, Billy, Jesse, and Frank, bringing us back? 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's up. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, TheThirdIngredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Vice President for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, author of the only one of its kind in the world, the 10,000 Commandments, which is all about the regulatory state. That's what he does, and we're so grateful for his work. Wayne, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, I was getting you to help us understand how Obama transitioned from record high regulation under Obama to record low regulation under Trump. Now we're ramping back up under Biden, just as I predicted last fall, just as you probably predicted as well. I mean, I warned people. There are so many things in October that I wrote about that I said, folks, if Biden gets elected, here's what's going to happen. And those things, most of the things are happening right now, Wayne. And I want you to explain what you're seeing that's even scarier than the regulations themselves, the transparency part, or the lack of transparency.
I feel exactly what you're talking about, because when the Trump administration came in, everybody was struck by it. That notorious order of saying, well, for every regulation you issue, you got to get rid of two. And mm-hmm. the point of that was not
and,
so much
and it happened.
Getting rid
it
of
happened,
two.
It happened, didn't it?
It did happen. It did happen. The main point of that, though, was to say that, well, what we're really doing is a regulatory cost freeze. If you go back and look at that order, the point of it was to say, well, agencies cannot, in the administration, impose net new costs. Mm-hmm. And the Trump administration embarked on a campaign to reduce regulatory costs, and they were successful at doing that.
And the economy is one of the reasons the economy came back.
Absolutely, because, see, one of the points you often raise, and we talked about it just a little bit over the break, is that the big thing that holds business back is uncertainty. If they know government's going to pounce or is waiting in the wings to drop in a new labor regulation, a new labor rule, or new environmental rule, or safety rules.
What's in all, we never felt like Trump was waiting on us with a gotcha.
That's right. And there was no gotcha there. He stood there. There were a couple of times where he'd done press conferences standing in front of big stacks of federal registers and cutting red tape and, you know, making a display of all that. But it really did send a signal to the business community that the government's not going to be your enemy, and I think a lot of that's going away. And let me just tell you one example of this. I think it's because this is the Small Business Advocate Show, and I think one of the most important things for business, but any business, is to know what the heck it is government is doing, what's coming down the pipeline, and what you're obligated to and where they might get mm-hmm. you. Well, we see the laws that are passed every year. It's actually just a few dozen. But then, again, there are those thousands of regulations that you and I talked about. But there's more than that, Jim. There's also, and you raised it at the beginning of the show, there's also what I took to calling regulatory dark matter. These are all of the notices, memoranda, bulletins,
faxes,
administrative interpretations,
emails,
circulars, all the even press releases.
Post-it notes.
Even like the... Remember, you and I talked about, for example, the franchising rules and the independent contractor rules. Those have come out of Labor Department as memoranda and press releases.
Nothing but just an idea. Somebody had a musing
that
they put in an email.
Well, guess what? The one thing that Trump did was, of course, he reversed those, but now those are, those went through a normal rulemaking process.
But get to the transparency part.
Well, what happened is Trump, in 2019, late in the year, he issued an executive order saying that all this dark matter can't be hidden anymore. Every agency's got to post it on their website in a portal.
Cannot be hidden anymore. Go ahead.
Right.
He shined a light on the dark matter.
And not only that. Not only that, if the agencies did not post the dark matter, the regulatory guidance documents, on their portals, it was null and void. Well, the first day of the Biden administration, he issued several notices. He had his modernizing regulatory review, which we could do a whole other show on as well. But he issued one executive order that said revocation of certain executive orders on regulatory reform, and he's obviously talking about Trump's. He got rid of two for one. Everybody expected he was going to get rid of that. That's just like the air you breathe. But a lot of people thought it's something that is as basic and as humane as the guidance document order that provides the transparency for the guidance documents that the public is expected to know about. He got rid of that too. And not only did he get rid of the order and get rid of the portals, some agencies, Jim, directed by the Trump order, had set about and made rulemakings to create internal procedures of fairness to business and the public. Internal rulemakings about how they were going to display their guidance and forth, and how they were going to hold the public to it. Guess what Biden said? He said, "You got to get rid of that too."
Wow.
Now he could get rid of Trump's order, but once those agencies, and it turned out, I did a little calculation, and I'll send you the link to it, and we can talk about it another day too.
Quickly.
But there were 30 agencies that had put together these final rules on guidance. I started calling them frogs, final rule on guidance, about fairness to the public. Biden has instructed agencies to get rid of those, so he's stomping frogs. That's what I call it. And so far, five agencies at least, Energy Department, Labor Department, which we've talked about in their orders on contracting and all that, Labor Department has gotten rid of their frog. It's been stomped by Biden. Just yesterday, the Council of Economic Advisors.
Wow.
From there.
Hold on to that thought, Wayne. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Wayne Cruz after the break. Intel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.